The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello there. Welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. My name is Alex Dunn, and in the company of Gordon Brown, we're going to look ahead to some of Monday's action at Perth. Dave Kellner, Ollie Pimlott and Mark Slater will be your studio team on Monday, bring you action from Brighton, Huntingdon and Perth, as well as Galway. Me and Gordon are going to look ahead to the Perth card now, as well as looking back at the best of Saturday's action. Which just leaves me to say, hi there, Gordy. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Yeah, fresh from 3 days at Haydock.
Not bad days either, were they?
Very good.
Very good racing.
Very good racing all the way through. Weather was a bit damp on Friday, but good stuff on Thursday, and great card yesterday.
Certainly.
Cup day.
We'll touch on that first. The feature race, of course, was the Sprint Cup. And Gordon Lord Byron was very impressive, really.
Very impressive.
Did nothing wrong.
I spoke to Tom Horgan. I interviewed Johnny Mutt after the race. And both said they couldn't believe at halfway just how well the horse was going. Shot clear. The second Group 1 race of his career. He was second in the race last year. He goes back to France for the ARC meeting. And it was a great performance. I mean, a very popular winner, won by three. Johnny Murta says he had the race sewn up a long way from home. He couldn't believe it. Mm. And Tom Horgan likewise. So Johnny Murta's having an amazing season. The a trainer. I don't think there's ever been such a successful trainer jockey.
I can't think of one. No.
And a very good performance. Didn't seem to be any valid excuses for the vanquished Lethal Force. Slade Power, a big run in second. Hoof It probably goes for the William Hill Air Gold Cup, and a massive run in fourth place by Hawkeye the New.
Certainly. We saw some perhaps not outsiders, but horses that were struggling for form, the likes of Hoof It, bouncing back to form. Hawkeye the New, similarly. I watched the race in here with Craig Forsyth, and he commented it was literally three furlongs out that the Gordon Lord Byron had it sewed up. And as you said with Johnny Murta there, he felt that as well. Certainly a very, very taking performance. Mm-hmm. We also had another very big race yesterday over in Ireland. The Irish Champion Stakes went the way of the Fugue. Visually very impressive. I mean, at York we saw a canter up on the bridle and go past the rivals, and you thought, well, would she be able to do this here in a better race against the boys? But my word, she is some filly, isn't she?
And she's been slashed for the ARC as well. I know there was a bit of consideration about withdrawing her due to the ground. In fact, John Gosden nearly never went. Lady Lloyd Webber nearly didn't even fly across. In the end, they took the brave decision to go, and it was the right decision. She won really well. Al Kazim in second place, and she now heads for the ARC, the Prix de l'Arc de Dream. So I know one or two of the horses struggled in the ground, but the Fugue, I mean, the Lloyd Webbers, my goodness, they've had some good horses down through the years, and the Fugue, it continues to fly the flag for Watership Down Stud, homebred, of course.
We also saw in that race King's Barnes, who was pulled up out the back. Obviously not something you want to see, and fingers crossed that he's okay and can bounce back as soon as possible. Because clearly a very, very talented horse.
Seemed to lose his action, but afterwards the vet said he was normal.
Yeah, it was a bit of a funny one, really. But like I said, we hope that nothing is amiss there. I'm just trying to find the prices for the ARC. Let's have a look here. On the 6th of October,
yep.
Flincher 4-1, Novelist 5s, or Fevra 6s, 8s for Intello, The Fugue and Trev.
Yeah. And she would probably have been about 12 or 14 before yesterday.
But on the balance of this year's form, it's pretty hard to knock, isn't it?
Oh, you couldn't knock that. I mean, great form at York, followed up there.
proved that she has no problem with travelling as well.
No problems with travelling, no problems in an open sex race as well. As I say, not just up against the girls. Alcazin, well, again, no excuses for Alcazin. Beaten fair and square. He did everything right. He was just beaten by a better horse in the day, and I think Roger Charlton himself said that afterwards.
Still an admirable horse, but just beaten by the better one on the day. Okay, then, we'll move on to some of Perth's action on Monday, then. We'll kick things off with the 3:20. It's a handicap chase over 3 miles. Six runners down to go to post. It looks at a bit of a tricky affair, this, Gordon. Only the six runners. I mean, we've got Wild Geese, who brings course and distance form to the table. We've got horses down lurking at the bottom, the likes of Rathmoyle House and Solway Sam, who are potential sort of, maybe not improvers, but certainly lurking at the bottom of the weights. And Tony McCoy gets the leg up on Acapulco Gold. What do you fancy here?
That was in a race fairly recently at Perth, where I think four of the field, the first four, are running again at Perth. Now, not in this race, but Sergeant Pink is running later on, reopposing Scotch Warrior, and also I think Quito de Tresor. They all finished in front of Acapulco Gold, and they all run in a different race. They all run in the 2.5 mile. They're stepping this horse up to 3 miles. I think that could be the key here. Paul Nolan, Irish trainer. A lot of Irish runners at Perth. Having said that, the prize money is really good for a Monday, and the turnout overall is very poor. Disgraceful turnout. There's only six in the feature race. There's 10 grand added in prize money. The Irish are coming over in force, but I don't know what's happening to a lot of the UK-based trainers. That's maybe a discussion for another day. But I think McCoy there for Acapulco Gold, he's got one or two fairly decent rides. It's got winning form at Wexford earlier on in the season on goodish ground. I think it's just on the easy side of good. I think it'll be, they're calling it good to firm. I could see Wild Geese for Lucinda Russell. Don't know what went wrong when it pulled up at Perth last time over course and distance, but it has got course and distance winning form back in the spring. It hasn't gone up that much, only £4 or £5, which to a 3 mile chaser is absolutely nothing. One that might go well at a price, locally trained Diddley D for Lucy Normile. She's the daughter of the Perth Racecourse chairman, David Whittaker, and Diddley D won a novice handicap at the big Saturday meeting, the big charity card in mid-August under Wilson Rennick. Gone up £6 for that success, but I was there and it won by over 3 lengths. I don't think that's harsh. So number one choice, Acapulco Gold, but I reckon Diddley D could go really well stepping up in trip, because it was 2.5 miles last time that he won over, and stepping up to 3 miles, Diddley D possibly to play second fiddle to Acapulco Gold.
Okay, certainly interesting contest in store in the 3:20. The 3:50 is an amateur riders handicap hurdle over the extended 2.5 mile trip. Five runners down to go to post. Holden Cowboy looks like he will be going off favourite for Gordon Elliott.
Gordon Elliott, a terrific straight rate at Perth, a Grand National winning trainer, had his very first winner as a trainer at Perth, and he usually sends lots of horses across. Hold'em Cowboy, as you say, one of them. Got a good run, I thought, behind Daydime Dreamer at Downpatrick last time, over hurdles, obviously. I don't know what went wrong the time before that at Galway, but at Ballinrobe in midsummer, it was only beating a nose in an agonising finish under Keith Donoghue. Mikey Ennis, it will be one of Mikey's last rides as an amateur, I believe. He was telling me he's due to turn professional. He, of course, won last year's Midland Grand National. He's based with David Pipe, and he's got this ride for Gordon Elliott, a plum ride as well, I would think, on Hold'em Cowboy. So Hold'em Cowboy's got to be number one choice here. Lucinda Russell, local track, and Stephen Fox, I think he'd a go at conditional. He's now back amateur, Irish lad. He rides Biscuit Springs. That actually slipped up in controversial circumstances at Perth last meeting. Turned out quite a tragic accident to one of the others. I'm presuming there's nothing wrong there. And they did fancy him to run quite well on that occasion. That was over course and distance. Biscuit Springs, like all Lucinda Russell's horses, you pay the closest attention to them when they run at the local track. But Cowboy, Hold'em Cowboy, with a top amateur engaged by the leading trainer at Perth, Number one choice, Hold'em Cowboy, but keep an eye on Biscuit Springs. Due a change of luck after slipping up at last meeting at Perth.
Okay, then. The final race, that we're going to look at is the 450 from Perth. It's a handicap chase over six miles. Well, that'd be something,
that'd be interesting.
It?
Yeah.
Over 2.5 miles. Six runners down to go to post. It is the feature race of the day. Some great prize money on offer, as you mentioned. And you really couldn't rule any of the runners out. We've got Jamsey Hall, Maggio, Scots Warrior, Dark Energy, Keto de Trezor and Sergeant Pink, who are down to go to post. Which do you fancy, Gordy?
Well, I've previewed this race in depth on the Scottish Racing website, and I've spoken to a couple of trainers that have runners in this race. As I mentioned earlier on, we have a horse running earlier on that finished fourth to three of the runners in this race. The 1-2-3 run in this race that were in the course and distance race, when was it, 23 days ago, Sergeant Pink won it. Scotch Warrior well held in second place. Keto de Trezor finished in third on that occasion, and as we discussed earlier on, the horse that finished fourth runs earlier on, that would give us a bit of a line through to the form. Was it Acapulco? Which horse was I on about that finished fourth to these? I can't remember now. But these three run well. It was the first race we previewed, wasn't it?
It was Acapulco Gold.
It was McCoy. Acapulco Gold, yep. Yeah, that's right. Well, see how that runs. That could, you know, set off the form line big time here. I spoke to Diane Sayre, trained Sergeant Mick. She's very quirky. Very quirky horse. Gets on particularly well with the girls. Its last five races have come under a girl rider. Well, I noticed they've got Henry Brooke booked for Monday. Still wouldn't put you off. He's gone up, I think, £6. So, you know, depends what Sergeant Pink turns up. If it's the one that turned up last time, has to go close again. He's apparently in really good form. Scotch Warrior trained in Ayrshire by Mike Smith. That was staying on and ran on really well last time after getting outpaced. Mike Smith told me that they're going do different tactics on Monday. He says that they definitely got the tactics wrong. He's better up there forcing the pace. He says afterwards the horse, despite the fact he finished like a train, he says they washed him down. He had a roll in the sandpit and he was bucking and kicking at the racecourse. Plenty of energy left. So Callum Bewley is going to be instructed to have him up there if he can from the word go. Two wins before that second last time and both at Perth. So he goes well at the track. And the other one of the three, Keto Trezor, I can't see him overturning the form with the front two, but we could see a switch in places between Sergeant Pink and Scotch Warrior. But I'm a great one, to be honest, to go. One of my racing professional punters that once, when I first came into racing, he says, there might well be a turnaround in weights, but he says, 9 times out of 10, he says, he likes to go for the horse that finishes in front, irrelevant of the weight swing. That being the case, it's got to be at Sergeant Pink for me. But a couple of Irish challengers in there, just to add spice, Jamesy Hall for Jason Maguire and Gordon Elliott. Maggio always goes well across here. I've seen it finish second at Hexham and at Kelso. Comes here off the back of a break. That's a horse that's got proper ability for Patrick Griffin. And the other one, just to mention them all in the race, would be Dark Energy. Not without a chance, to be honest. It's got winning form back in August and July at Market Raisin on two occasions for Fergal O'Brien. But we've mentioned them all. I think it's a good race. I think you rightly say you couldn't confidently rule out any of the sextet. But I'm sticking with the solid Perth form. I'm hoping it'll be boosted earlier on by Acapulco Gold. I'm going to go for Sergeant Pink to come out on top again.
Okay, good stuff, Gordy. Could you just sum up your three picks on the Perth card?
Yep, that first race was at the 3:20. I'm going to go for Acapulco Gold. The next race we talked about was the 3:50. Let me just confirm that I got the right horse in that 3:50. I think I did. To confirm in the 3:50, which is a amateur rider race there, I'm going to go for Hold'em Cowboy. That's confirmed number three. And in the 4:50, I'm going to go for Sergeant Pink to turn up again in a going day to win for Diane Sayre in the feature race.
Great stuff. Enjoy the racing, Gordy.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.